When it comes to sharing the gospel message, I like to think about it as spiritual CPR. Now, traditionally, we think of CPR as a medical action used on someone in grave danger. Now, interestingly enough, spiritual CPR is similar. We are seeking to breathe in spiritual life into someone who is in need. Now, the letters CPR stand for cultivate, plant, and reap. Now, just as a farmer works the soil by tilling and turning over the ground, the dirt, we too must cultivate and prepare the soil. This is part of earning the right to be heard. Our efforts of good works can be thought of as part of the process of cultivation. Some of the ground is so hard that simply tossing seeds on it onto its well-trodden and trampled surface, it's not going to be enough. Only a fool would toss precious seeds onto hardened and resistant ground. And yet a wise farmer assesses the soil, determines a course of action that will result in the best possible conditions for the ground to receive a seed. Cultivating the ground is hard work. Now, in ancient agrarian times, the soil was so hard that two strong oxen were required to break through the ground and open the possibility of growth to begin. When it comes to planting seeds of the gospel, we must consider the conditions of the soil and the conditions of the hearts of those that we would seek to reach. Now, it can often take years of diligent and calculated effort to effectively prepare the soil for the next phase, planting. We cultivate the soil for one purpose, to plant a seed. We labor to open up the ground so that it can receive a seed. In the same way, through good works, we wait for God to soften a heart. The purpose of our good works is the softening and preparation and even the cultivation of the soil of their souls. Only then should we seek to plant the seeds of the gospel message. Planting involves sharing the truths of the gospel message. Please understand that planting seeds can be done in a way that honors the message, but also honors the listener. Christians have been guilty for decades of, number one, not cultivating the soil, and then smashing that seed into the unprepared hearts of lost people. You see, effective planting requires effective cultivation. Many different people and many different gifts may be used in the cultivation and the planting process, but the seed sprouting and taking on life whatsoever is exclusively the act of God. I said this earlier, but as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, what then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth so that neither the one who plants or the one who waters is anything but God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Now, the goal of planting is for God to bring about life. We play a role and God plays a role. As Jesus put it in Mark 4, 26 to 29, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How? He does not know. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, and at once he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. We cultivate the soil, then we plant and nurture the seed, but God causes the growth. And then, if God so allows a seed to turn into a plant and it's now ready to harvest, that's his thing. Cultivation precedes planting. Planting precedes reaping. All of it requires God. Have you thought about your efforts to reach your community? Have you considered the truths of this spiritual CPR? And would you say that your church is mindful of and engages in cultivating types of experiences so that the seeds could be received.